Lies have been told and believed since the day the serpent entered into the garden. Have we come fully into the age of the lawless one? Paul writes of those days that the coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan, displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles and signs and wonders, and in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. And they perish because they have refused to love the truth and so be saved. And for this reason, God sent them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie, and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but delighted in wickedness. 2 Thessalonians 2, 9-12. A lie is a pseudo, a falsehood, an untrue statement made with the intent to deceive. It is intentional, it is formulated, it is planned, and it is purposeful. There are three components to a lie: the lie itself, lying, the acting on it, and the liar, the one who gives birth to and completes or executes the lie. In this we see a lie for what it is. It's a cover-up, an untruth, a shift of blame, a place where pride is in control, and what it comes down to in the barest of truths is that a lie is a maneuver for control. In James 1, 14 and 15, James looks at lies for us. But each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed. And then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. The lie is conceived and born. It is presented. And the bearer has given way to the desires of his or her heart. And in that action, they have been consumed by power and its energy. You do not have to lead a country or govern a state or be a civic leader in a community to want control and power. The difference between their lies and yours and mine is the number of people affected and the resources available to cover up or change the truth into a lie. When we are in the Lord, when we have made him a part in our lives, in our days, we seek to be led and guided so that when we run into the temptations that are out there that lead us to believe that it is okay to lie, after all, it's only a little one, or to steal, I need it worse than they do, and to cheat one another of life as breath and innocence are torn away. We tend to believe that evil will not grab hold of us and cannot exert power over us. But when we give a foothold to the evil one, then he will try to take control and will, in the subtlest ways, draw us away from God and into the shadows, where we will do things that we may not have ever thought we could do, or we will think of things that we could never imagine thinking, let alone doing, and yet these things will toy with us, trying to entice us to do them. 2 Thessalonians 2:16, the Lord instructs us on how to see the lies for what they are and how to turn from them to truth. Don't be deceived, my brothers. We are looking at temptation here, and what it means is a way to scrutinize, to pierce or search into someone and what they believe or are willing to believe. It opens a way to discover whether a person or a thing is good or evil, strong or weak. And temptation will lead you astray because it gives false options and it uses lies as cover. The evil one uses temptations to prove that you are not who you think you are, but that you will fulfill what is written in Scripture of you, that every inclination of your heart is evil and therefore you are guilty of whatever, and you are not worthy of sympathy, of empathy, of forgiveness, of life itself. His purpose is to eternally separate you from God, whom he hates and despises. Each lie that is told destroys a little bit of you or of someone else. It is not unnoticed by God or by the devil himself. When countries enter into war, they send spies into the territory that they are seeking to conquer. And it's no different in our daily lives, for walking amongst us are the workers of iniquity, followers of our enemy, the devil. Every day, little bits of untruth are fed the people by his followers. And before the people can know what they have consumed and satisfies themselves with, they find that the bitterness that they swallowed because they did not want to make a spectacle by spitting it out has now become a weight around them that they do not want to bear, but have not the strength to lift it from themselves. And it is all because they did not trust in the power of God to save, to protect, and to bring them through the fires they are now facing. Instead, we have left the fire to spread, and only when it has reached our front door are we willing to say something. The Lord will over and over again show us the path we are to walk, the ancient ways. He will lead us to green pastures for rest and still waters, that we may quench our thirst and find nourishment. The enemy of our soul will, on the other hand, lead us down paths into the darkness. If any of you are Lord of the Rings fans, do you remember the ancient woods in one of the movies? Where if you got off the trail, you couldn't find your way back onto it. And deep into the woods were the giant spiders, just waiting to spin you into their web, captive, awaiting the final moments of life as fodder for evil. Today, many are being deceived. They are being led into the spider's web, and they have no fear because they cannot see what awaits them. Traps have been set, and prey, people are being stalked. Today there are so many who are so weak in spirit or who have traveled so far from the Redeemer that they no longer fear the lion as a predator, but they worship him as a god, as they have found out that if they bring a sacrifice to him, they will be spared, at least for a time. 2 Thessalonians 2:11 describes how we can be where we are, but it is in Romans 1 that we read about what we have become because we refuse to acknowledge and believe God at his words. 1:25, furthermore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. And 29:32, they have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy and murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips and slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They are senseless, faithless, heartless, and ruthless. And although they know God's righteous decrees that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. People know of God even though they do not know him. Even for those who don't believe in God, they have heard the argument for evolution and the refuting of God or his existence. And they may deny him, but the fact is that they have heard of him. They have rebelled and refused to acknowledge what he has made plain to them. The stage is set. The actors are in place, and those that have a role to play in this final act know their lines perfectly, and they are ready for the curtain to open. Sinner, may today be the day that you give your heart, your life to God. Give him all of you, as he gave all of himself for you when he took your burdens, your sin, upon himself on the cross. And for you he gave his life. And because of you, he picked it back up again to ensure that you would have freedom, have life, that you would be able to be forgiven for the part, the role that you have played while you walk the earth. There's a cost to everything. There's nothing that is free in this world, and for you to believe that there is for you to believe a lie. Remember that a lie is a falsehood. It is intentional and with purpose, and it's meant to deceive you. We have available to us what other generations before us did not, and that is the fullness of the Word of God. We know how the story ends, and it is whether we believe that it is true or not that falls upon us. It comes down to one thing. You will either believe in he who is the way, the truth, and the life, or you will choose to live the life you believe is best for you, and you will live your best life now, no matter how hard or easy it may seem to be. Christian, seek the truth, seek the face of God, seek the ancient paths, for they lead to life. And give yourself to studying the words of God. Get to know the one whom you claim to be a follower of, and turn your back to the world. We cannot change the course of things that are falling into place, and you will only drive yourself further from God if you believe that you can. In this day, we have become too desensitized to the pain of others, and a perfect example is the recent Maui fire. We hear the comments, and there are more articles being written about the cause of the fire, the speculations as to what caused it, and the loss of property, than there is to the pain and suffering endured by those who were a part of this tragedy. Prayer is the road we need to travel on in these days. And so may you ask the Lord to soften your heart and overcome the things of the world. Be in the world, but not of it. Maranatha.